Hello and welcome to the Dress in Splendor podcast. Luke 12:27 states, "Look at how the wildflowers grow. They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these." Our mission here is to share stories from men and women that can help you learn how to stop laboring or striving after what you want to accomplish, but rather to trust in your heavenly Creator to guide you in your everyday life. If He has a plan for you, He will make a way. All He wants is our daily yes to Him and for us to stop worrying about what tomorrow will bring. If we can do that, then we, as children made in His image, can be dressed in even grander splendor than the beautiful wildflowers of the field. I'm your host, Lydia Summer, and I'm so glad you're here today. On today's episode, I have singer-songwriter Katie Allen joining us on our show. Katie has recently been signed with a label at MC1 Nashville Copper Lily Records, and how she got signed is a total God story. She sits down and talks with me about how worshiping her Heavenly Father has always been a way for her to find comfort and joy in Him, even from a young age. Her hope is to share that same comfort and joy now through her new music. And speaking of new music, her new EP will be coming out later this year. But Katie has shared a special sneak peek with us of one of her songs at the end of this episode. So stay tuned to listen because you'll get chills when you hear it. Also, pay no mind to my froggy voice. I had a cold when we recorded this episode. All right, ready for Katie's testimony? Welcome to the Dress in Splendor podcast. Let's get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Dressed in Splendor. Today, I have Peoria local worship leader, singer, and songwriter Katie Allen on our show. Katie recently signed and recorded with a recording label in Nashville, Tennessee, and she's joining our show today to talk about her new music coming out, hopefully soon, and how worship brings her closer to the Lord as her source of comfort and joy. I am so excited for her to talk about her beautiful music and her passion for worship, but first, Katie, welcome to the show, and thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm excited. I am so honored that you said yes, and before we begin our conversation, Katie, why don't you just tell our audience a little bit more about you?
Well, hello there, everyone. Again, my name is Katie, and I am a worship leader and singer-songwriter who just recently signed with a label in Nashville, Tennessee, and I'm so excited to see what the Lord has in store. And my journey of worship began when I was 11 years old, when I was asked to be a part of my church's worship team, and ever since then, it's just being a part of different worship collaborations that, whether that looks like in churches or going to retreats or basically any place that I can just be a part of to share Jesus with.
Yeah, that's so amazing. And I definitely want to hear more about how you've been involved in worship since you were 11. But let's talk about this opportunity that you have with this record label in Nashville. I mean, when I first met you last summer, I honestly was a little shocked that a Peoria native got a record label. Not to say that we're not like talented enough, but I'm like, you just don't hear about that from people in your own hometown.
Yeah, totally.
So I just wanted to know, and I'm sure our listeners would like to know, like, how did that come about?
Back in January 2022, this is just a complete God story, and I give Him all the honor and glory for it.
Amen.
Because it totally, His hand was upon it, and it wouldn't have happened without Him. So basically, there's this church called River Terrace Cowboy Church, and the worship team all got COVID. So they were needing someone to come in on a Sunday and to lead worship for them. Yeah. So they went ahead and contacted an agency who books people, but no one in the agency was available. So they happened to have a connection with a friend in the area, and she couldn't do it because she was leading worship at her church. So she ended up calling me, and I jumped on the opportunity and was like, of course, I would absolutely love to step in for you and help out this church. So I go ahead, I go to the church, never been there before, never heard of the church before, so this was completely new to me. Shortly after I started leading the congregation in worship, the pastor gets up from his chair, runs to his office, grabs his phone and calls his contacts down in Nashville. Mm. And by the end of the service, he came up to me. He said, hey, I could get you a record deal in 6 weeks. And they invited me to come do some showcases in Nashville. And I went ahead in February and did those. And by the end of that week of doing those shows, the record, MC1 Nashville, Copper Lily Records, asked for me to sign with them. And so I took time to pray about it and just really felt the Lord's peace about it. And I went right for it.
That's amazing. I truly agree with you. I think that is a God story. I think it's you don't really hear about those stories a lot of times. It just seems like God has been preparing you for this time, you know? And yeah. Even with everyone having COVID at the church, and even their friends or the agency didn't have anybody, I'm like, what? How does that happen? You know, it's right. Like everything had to go wrong for you to come in and to sing for them. And I'm sure that wasn't even your, like, the forefront of your mind at all to go and sing at that church. All. You're like this small church in Chillicothe, or actually, I don't know how big or small it is, but you know, that's crazy that you're there and this guy like just hears your voice and thinks like, wow, this is something special. She needs to be signed. So that's incredible.
So it is awesome.
Yeah. So I going with like how this is a one of a kind opportunity that the Lord gave you. I know that there's probably a lot of people that maybe as a kid, they sort of dreamed about that themselves. And maybe, you know, I can remember even myself as an 8-year-old girl watching American Idol and saying, I'm going to be on there one day. And now I've aged out, so I can't be on there. But, you know, it just when I was a kid, I wanted to be famous. And I think a lot of people, you know, dreamt of that kind of experience that what you had. So I just wanted to ask you, like, did you grow up wanting to be famous at all? Or
to be honest, fame has never been anything that I would ever want to strive for, because worship to me has always been just a deep, intimate place between me and the Lord. Mm-hmm. And so I've always said if it ever becomes about me, I never want to do it, because it's not about me. It's about Jesus, because he's the one who is worthy of our worship. He's the one who's worthy of our time and our attention. Mm-hmm. And because he's the one that has given us breath and given us life, and the only reason why we are living is because of him, I've always just wanted to be a part of his will, whatever that looked like. And it just so happened to be worship. And there's nothing more that I guess I could ever ask for as a worship leader, because it's my heart to see just chains broken and lives restored and people saved and people healed and people to experience the Holy Spirit in ways that they've never experienced him before. And so, like you said, fame has never really been something that I've strived for.
No, I think that's very humbling, you know, for me to hear even, and I'm sure other people. I think that's where, if we start to think about ourselves, that's where the enemy can come in and attack and tell us that it should be about you, or maybe try and maybe sneak in that pride in you as like, oh, no, I'm doing this for the Lord. Like, of course, but you know, really deep down, you want the fame. So it's really encouraging, you know, for me to hear you to say like it's never been about that. And I mean, God has had to do a huge work on my heart and I'm saying this from worship leader to worship leader, so I'm not just trying to make it about me, but I think it's something that is very just encouraging to hear coming from you, is saying like, if it's about me, I don't want to do it. So great. I would say that's just something that we should all strive for, is to always make sure that God stays the number one person that we worship. Even if people are pursuing secular music, it should always be centered around him. Even if the lyrics don't necessarily mean anything about him, but giving him the glory no matter what.
Yep.
You know? So when you mentioned how you wanted to see chains break and fall and people healed, I recollect a time when we talked just recently with your parents about how you went down. So kind of tell us about your experience when you were recording, and you were just sharing your music with those who were coming on who've never met you, never heard your songs before, and they were playing instruments. I don't want to give it anything away. So I just, but maybe share some of that about how you could kind of see glimpses of what you wanted to see as part of God's kingdom and seeing chains fall and things like that.
Yeah, so the whole experience down in Nashville was absolutely incredible. Everything that a musician could ever dream for, of coming into a place where you are surrounded by musicians who are passionate about the same things you are, and they work in excellence. And so, honestly, the experience when I first got into the studio, I didn't know what to expect. And when I heard that the musicians never took time to listen to my music before I came in, I was in shock. Because down there, they like to keep things fresh. They don't want to compromise the music with any other melodies or little licks or anything that would be basically taken from other songs or other things that they have been working on. They just want it to be just this fresh experience. And so it was just super cool how I get in there and they had me play a verse or a chorus of the songs, and then they just went ahead and started putting our heads together, and it just developed into these beautiful songs. And even just the process of they only heard a verse or a chorus, to then me singing a scratch track, to then all of a sudden, like, they just immediately knew exactly what the songs needed, because what I was hearing in my head is what they were hearing in their head, and we didn't even talk really about it. And so just how it just came together was so amazing. So we did that day one, and then day two I came in and recorded my vocals. So it was 2 days worth of being in the studio, and it was amazing. But to answer your question, the most profound experience during that time in Nashville was when, after we had got done recording the songs and just getting them all put together to the way that we felt was okay, like, this is sounding really good, and now it's time to add my vocals. All the musicians and I were in the sound booth and the engineering booth, and one of the musicians came in and he's just crying. He just started pouring out his heart and sharing that he has stopped listening to Christian worship music a long time ago. And basically has walked away from the Lord, and he just didn't care for how just sometimes music can become about ourselves rather than us focusing on the Lord. And he really just started to realize, like, that's just something that wasn't for him, and so he just kind of just strayed away from that. And But then he started going into how the song, one of the songs that we recorded was You Are Worthy, and he started sharing how it brought him back to the heart of worship and how he could sit there and listen to that song every single day and just worship the Lord. And I thought that was just absolutely beautiful. Everything that I've always prayed for as a believer in Christ and as a worship leader, that the Lord would come through the music, the songs, the lyrics, the just every part of the songs that he and I write together, that he would come through and touch every single heart, touch every single life, whatever that may look like, that the Lord will meet people where they are at. And like I said earlier, that he would heal them, that he would break their chains, that he would restore what was broken in their lives, and that people will be saved. And so having that experience blew my mind, and I left that day just telling myself and my family that if that's all that comes out of this experience, it was totally worth it.
Yeah.
Just for that man who, like, I had no idea that he would ever need that song to bring him back to the Lord. Like, I had no clue what to expect that day, but for that to happen just made the whole experience just more sentimental and just more beautiful. And I'm just so thankful that the Lord, he's just so good. And he, like I said, he always meets us where he's at, and he always gives us the comfort that we need and the joy from those experiences.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I was just going to say, it's so evident from what you're sharing with me that you truly have a desire and passion for people to receive the comfort from the Holy Spirit and his joy. And I think it's evident that you saw that in action with this drummer, that, you know, you saw that he was touched and comforted by the words that you wrote. So let's talk about your songs for a little bit. You have three songs, as you mentioned, that will be on your EP. And I'm honestly really excited for people to hear it, because it seems like God definitely desires to have you as part of his kingdom making business through your lyrics to reach those who listen to them. So do you mind sharing more about the inspiration behind your new songs? So we can start with the first one that you sent me with the lyrics, which are beautiful, by the way, Tumbleweed. Thanks. What is that about? Why did you write it? Why is it going to be on the EP?
Those are awesome questions. Tumbleweed is probably one of my favorite songs that I've written so far. And just thinking about how God created them is absolutely fascinating. You may not think that they have a purpose, but they do. So tumbleweeds are dried up plants, and as they dance across the fields, they spread their seeds. And the Lord does the same through us. So even when we feel dead inside and dry and hopeless and just no hope in life, God is our hope, and he always takes the ashes and he turns them into beauty. And so from the destruction, whatever that season that we're going through that may look like to us, that is sad or challenging or confusing at times, the Lord can always take that and use that for his good. And that's basically what this song is about, is how as a believer, the Lord uses us as vessels to spread his seeds of love. And even though sometimes we don't see who we're going to minister to, yeah. such as the drummer in Nashville. But he's either watering or through us or using us to plant his seeds of yeah. life to people. And so even in our times of hardships, we get to choose him and believe that he is good and he's going to take us out of that situation and he's going to refine us for whatever reason that is part of his will for that that time. So basically, in all, tumbleweed is just a symbol of hope
yeah.
and of life. Mm-hmm. And like the words say, beauty from ashes is what you've done for me, from destruction to my destiny. All that is yours, you've given me, and you've made it mine. Like a cord, we're intertwined. There's just nothing more beautiful when we partner with the Lord, whether it's in seasons of joy or seasons of hardship.
Yeah.
He's always there for us, and it doesn't matter if we feel hopeless or feel that we aren't good enough. Those are just flat out lies, because he is there with his arms wide open.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. As you were talking about tumbleweed, you know, I think that people's first reaction to maybe what this song could be, or if there's any meaning to it, is, I mean, my first thought was just the tumbleweed that you see in like the cartoons or in the Western yeah. movies and stuff like that. So honestly, I didn't even really know if they actually were a real thing. I was like, well, this is probably, you know, just made up. But but when you were talking about that, it seemed like God can use something that seems dead and bring it back to life yep. and spread life, as you were mentioning. And, uh-huh. and I just had the picture going into Ezekiel of the dry bones and God raising them up, and something that in Ezekiel, at least, is definitely dead, that he still has the power to bring it to life and use it for his glory. And with tumbleweed, like us, or when we're going through a dry season or a valley, whatever you want to call it, that if we're able to still cling to the Lord and we're still chasing after him and loving others, there's no limit to what God can do even in that dryness.
Amen.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's a beautiful song. I'm so glad that you wrote this. I think it's really great. And I want to go to the next one, Wobbling Top. So that right now, I don't know if this is the same image as what you're thinking of, but I'm thinking of the toy.
Exactly.
So, okay, great. Yep, I'm glad.
Exactly.
So cool. Let's walk through that song. What is that about?
Yeah, Wobbling Top is basically just life being wobbly. You know, Satan, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy, as it's written in yeah. John 10:10. And sometimes he just likes to throw his arrows at us. And yeah. life can just become just so wobbly to the point where life gets clouded. Mm-hmm. Our thoughts get clouded and our decisions are clouded and life just gets clouded.
Yeah.
And so God, again, he always comes in and he finds us where we're at. And when life is wobbly, per se, yeah. or just you're just spinning in circles, he's there. And he's still worthy to be praised, worthy to be celebrated, and worthy of our devotion. Because, one, he died for us for our sins, and then he rose again to set us free yeah. and to give us the gift of eternal life. And so, not only that, but God is our creator. Like, yeah. he is our maker. And yes. so he is so deserving of our praise and of our time and of our devotion and our worship. And so a wobbling top is the place where the Lord finds us. And because of him, because of what he's done for us, now we get to spin because he is the life in us. He is the one that makes us spin into his love, into his intimacy, into his hope, into his joy and freedom. And so, yeah, that's just what this song's about. It's a joyous song that gives him all the praise for meeting us where we're at and just giving him thanks for what he's done.
Yeah.
And what he's doing.
Yeah.
And what he will do.
Yes, amen.
Hey friends, we're going to take a quick break to talk to you a little bit about the product that sponsors our podcast, Splendor Magazine. Splendor Magazine is designed to share stories from our writers that aims to encourage women to know their true identity in Christ, empower them to use their gifts to glorify God, and equip them to make disciples in their field, all without worry or strife. This magazine is to help you on your path to finding either God's calling on your life or to help spur you on in that calling when you're facing trials. Our winter issue, which centers around the topic we're diving into of comfort and joy, is available now, and we still have some copies left to purchase. Morton Local and 430 Scones founder Renee Robison is interviewed for our Deborah Woman feature, and Peoria Local Mo Thompson guest writes an article for our Titus 2 feature, sharing a wonderful piece called Seeking the Comforter and Source of All Joy. Our entire team shares content on how you can continue to look to God as our true comfort and finding strength in the joy of the Lord. Go to our shop and use special code DIS15, that's DIS15, to get 15% off when you order our winter issue or our quarterly subscription. Don't wait, go to splendormag.com/shop to start buying today. That's splendeurmag.com/shop. Don't forget your discount code. Now, let's get back to our conversation with Katie.
You know, I had the thought that how you're comparing with the wobbling of where he found us and how we're still wobbling, but in a good way after we're in him, it reminded me of the we're either slaves of righteousness or slaves of the world and things like that. And I think that it's great that you use that analogy. It's like, hey, we might be wobbling out of control before Christ, but then we're wobbling because, you know, after we know Jesus, that it's through his love and his spirit that drives us. And, and it's, you know, something that is out of our control, that we're just following where he leads us. And it's like a wobbling top. So, so I like what you did there.
Thanks.
So what about the last song, You Are Worthy? I think, I mean, there are so many songs out there. So I will confirm this. These words and music were by Katie and her mother. So, yeah, let's talk about that song.
You Are Worthy comes from just a deep, intimate place with the Lord. And it really just comes out of the secret place of he's the one that my soul longs for. He's the one whom my heart adores, and I will follow him for all of my days. And he's the one that I truly delight in seeking. And again, like, he's the one that is the breath and the life in me, and he is so worthy. He's so worthy. And once you truly get to know him, man, he can do amazing things. He is so funny. He is so loving. He is so kind. And just being able to be still and say, you know what, Lord, no matter what I'm going through, it doesn't matter, because you are worthy. You are worthy to be worshipped. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy of my sacrifice of giving you my time and my attention. And so the song is just a song that really just lifts him up, and again, just is a song of intimacy that we can really just look to him and be thankful for what he's done for us.
Yeah. I really love that your songs always point to Jesus. And I can see now why the drummer is, that he can see the glory for God in your songs. And how I can understand why he may be jaded by other songs that claim to be worship for the Lord, but is really actually about themselves. But truly, every time you've talked to me about your songs just now, it's like, I mean, again, I just want to give him all the praise and glory. I just want to worship him. I'm going to him. And that is the continual message that we need to share with people, regardless of our mission. You know, a singer, songwriter, or a podcast host, or, you know, a business owner, no matter what, our goal is to always point people back to Jesus. So,
Absolutely. So
it's very evident in your songs. I am so excited about your EP coming out. But let's quickly talk about, I mean, so you wrote these three songs. I'm sure these are not the only three songs you've ever written in your life. So did you always love to write music? Did you always love worship? How did you even get involved? And you said, you mentioned earlier that you were 11 when you joined the worship team at your church. So how did God instill that path for you?
When I was in middle school, I had experienced bullying. Mm. And so in that season, I needed a refuge and I needed a strength. So instead of clinging on to worldly things, I ran to the Father. Mm. And that's when I truly fell in love with the Lord and with worshiping him.
Yeah.
And so basically around that time I really looked up to the worship team at my church, and this was around fourth grade. Mm. And I just saw that they got so lost in the presence of God, and that was something that I so strongly and deeply desired. I wanted to experience the presence of God like they did. Mm. So I remember begging my parents for a guitar, and I got one for Christmas. I think I was in fifth grade, and I just immediately started to teach myself the guitar. And at that time I had a piano, and I've been playing piano for a while at that point, but I was teaching myself those instruments and just started to write songs of praise to the Lord and songs of my journey that I was going on at that time, of my experiences, because that was my way of coping, was putting life's hardships into lyrics, which turned into music, which ultimately drew me close to the heart of the Father.
Yeah.
And I grew up in a Christian home, and there's never not been a time when I have not known the Lord or believed in the Lord. Mm. Like, I can't remember that. He's always been my Father since just such a young age. And it was in that season when that childish love turned into a deep, intimate, personal love for the Lord. And that's when I realized, I love worshiping him. Mm. I love this so much, because I found strength in that season of worshiping him. I found joy when I worshiped him. He became my refuge and strength. He became my firm foundation and my healer and my best friend.
Yeah.
And because of that, I just want people to experience his goodness the way that I've experienced his goodness. Mm. And in that season, I was asked to be a part of the worship team at my church, and it just started from there.
Yeah.
And it just blossomed from there, and I just I'm so thankful that for all my experiences that I've gone through in life, and I'm so thankful to have gone through that bullying, because not only did it shape me into being a worshiper, basically, like, because of the trauma that came with it, but it also showed me that I am no victim. Like, I'm not a victim to those words that were spoken or the scenarios that were happening, but I am victorious in Jesus. And so now I understand that those experiences were not necessarily meant just for me, but so that I can, the Lord can use those experiences so that I can be able to speak into other people's lives and to help them. And so that's the whole reason why I want to be a worship leader, is so that people can experience Jesus and to know him and to truly give their lives over to him and follow him, because he's so good.
Yeah. I, first of all, amen. I just, I can't say that enough. I think it's amazing how God can create each of his children differently to run to different sources of his creation to find comfort and joy in him. You know, I think a lot of people would assume that the only place to find comfort and joy in God is through his word. And I think that is so true, but I also think that there's so much of his creation that he's placed in our lives to be tools that can be an additional source of comfort and joy. And had you not run to music and start creating, you know, you said you found strength during that time and that you found joy in the Lord because of the music and the lyrics that was coming out of you, which I believe is through your time with God and his spirit and giving you that, that sense of refuge that you had. And I think of other artists who paint instead. I have a friend of mine who is a great artist, and when he's listening to sermons, he's drawing. Not because he's distracted or he has to do that, but it's a way for him to actually draw what he hears, actually. And he's afterwards, you see his sermon on paper, but in an artistic form, which I always thought was beautiful. I can't do that, you know. It's like, and it's just an amazing testimony of how unique God has created us. And for you, he, during a time where people may resort to inward in themselves during a season of bullying, or maybe hatred towards the bully or towards God even for allowing it to happen, you ran to him instead and you said, I'm going to create something beautiful out of this, kind of like the tumbleweed that you were talking about. So it's and I think it's very, very beautiful that you also, I think it's also another way that God created his people in the church to be instruments to share that hope for others. So I really do believe that. I mean, you've already seen the fruit of your labors from writing and thinking that maybe no one's going to hear them except for yourself, or maybe even your home church that you and I talked about before the recording, that only maybe those people would hear about it or hear those lyrics. But knowing that there's fruit from the lyrics that you've written, that it was not, you know, just time with you and God, but God's was preparing you for a time such as this, where he's saying, okay, you know what you did in that secret place? It's actually time to bring it to public now. So, so I can already tell. I mean, you've already answered all the questions about comfort and joy. I think it's very evident that, that God has created you to be a worshiper, and that you love music, and that you want to spread comfort and joy and the message of the gospel through your songs. So I was curious, what is a song maybe that in that you've heard maybe when you were younger or now that just kind of, I guess, one, brought you a huge sense of comfort, and then on the other side, like one that just you couldn't help but feel insurmountable joy. Do you have songs that maybe come to mind? And if you don't, that's totally okay. I didn't give you time to think about it, so.
Yeah, so there's this song called Yahweh written by John Egan and Ross Parsley, but Carrie Job actually sings it. And the lyrics go, Yahweh, Yahweh, faithful God, you're here to stay. Yahweh, Yahweh, forever and always the same. And that song was so encouraging to me when I was in middle school. Just because it's a great reminder that the Lord is faithful and he's always near us and he will never, ever forsake us. That he loves us. Yeah. No matter how lost we think we are, he loves us. Like he says, come as you are. And that song is just very inspiring to me because it just spoke the truth of just who God is.
Yeah.
And just having that in the back of my head as God is faithful is a true testament not only to who he is, but we can bring that with us in every season that we're in. So whatever dreams or desires that we have that we feel that the Lord has promised, we can always go back to that and say, you know what? The Lord is faithful. He always keeps his promises. And even when those promises aren't being fulfilled in the timing that we think they should, we still have hope because time and time again in Scripture, we see the Lord being so faithful to his children. Take Abraham, for example, and Sarah.
Yeah.
He promised them that they would have a child, and Sarah doubted. And she went out of God's timing and tried to make her dreams in this promise of God happen. But then ultimately he did give them Isaac. And when Isaac grew up, again, the Lord tested them, and he was going to have Abraham sacrifice Isaac. And literally on the altar, as Abraham is sacrificing, about to sacrifice Isaac, the Lord stops it. And that just shows his faithfulness, that not only Abraham's faithfulness, but like God's faithfulness. Just his that whole story of, hey, even though it's taken all these years for this dream that I've placed in you at a young age, or even just as an adult, like we still he still is placing dreams in us all the time that we get to partner with. But to know that he is faithful, that's what gives us comfort and joy in those seasons, because we see it time and time again in Scripture, and now we have the truth to hold.
Yeah.
As we together, me and the Lord, you and the Lord, are preparing, because he doesn't want us sitting around.
Right.
He wants us seeking after him and getting ready for what he has in store.
Right. Man. That's beautiful. Actually, I think you kind of touched a little bit on what my last question was going to be, which was based on, I mean, the question that I ask every person on our podcast is, you know, the podcast is called Dress in Splendor. It's based on the scripture of Luke 12:27. And our desire, or my desire with this podcast, is really to share advice with people from our guests of how they can be dressed in splendor, meaning how we can really trust the Lord in our everyday life. But as it pertains to you, what is some advice that you would give to someone who maybe desires to have the same kind of testimony you have, but maybe feels stuck where they're at? So you kind of touched on that, but is there any other advice that you would like to give to them?
Keep trusting the Lord. never make it about yourself, because if it's about you, it's not going to happen.
True that.
Nope. But yeah, just give your heart to Jesus, believe in him, trust him, know that he is God. And if it is truly a desire that he has placed inside of you, his will always prevails.
Yes.
It will happen. You just have to get ready for it. You have to keep preparing and be ready, because you don't want that promise to start opening up in your life, those doors to open and not be ready. So yeah, just keep pursuing the Lord. Trust him, have faith, and know that he's got you. And truly know that he loves you, and he sees you, and he's the one that put the desires in your heart.
Yeah, that's very true and very good. Thank you for sharing that. Is there anything else you want to share with our audience before we end the episode at all?
I like that question.
Yeah.
I would say delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And in Ecclesiastes 3:11, it says that he makes all things beautiful in its time. So just remember that God has a plan for your life, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future.
Yeah.
And so when you delight in him, if it is in line with his will, it will happen. And it will happen when it's his perfect timing.
Amen. Thank you so much for everything you've shared. Thank you for sharing the inspiration behind your songs. And we know that the EP is coming out soon, but it's not out yet. So how can people find you, Katie, and so that they can know and be the first ones to know that your music's going to be out? Where can they find you?
You guys can find me on Facebook and Instagram at K-A-D-E-E Allen Music, so Katie Allen Music. And you can also follow me on YouTube. I will be getting music videos out soon. And yeah, so stay tuned, because on those platforms, I will be sharing when music will be releasing on iTunes and Spotify and just different events that are occurring. And yeah.
That's incredible.
Hope you guys follow along.
Yes, I recommend that to you guys, definitely, to follow her. I'll put all of the information in the show notes. Katie, thank you so much for joining the show.
Thank you so much.
And thank you, everyone, for tuning in. We'll catch you next time. Thanks so much for tuning in, everyone. And now, as promised, here is a sneak peek of one of Katie Allen's new music from her upcoming EP called Tumbleweed.
Ashes is what you've done for me. From destruction to my destiny. All that is yours, you've given me and made it mine. Like a cord we're intertwined. Like a cord.
Wow, what a song. Thank you so much, Katie, for joining our show today and for sharing that sneak peek with us. I truly hope that the Lord will use your songs in a powerful way to draw people to his heart. And to my listeners, I hope you were encouraged by Katie's testimony. Every person's journey is unique to them and how God has orchestrated it to play out. Don't compare, but champion those around you who may seem like they may be further in life than you are. God has a great plan for you, and I pray that this podcast will further aid you in learning how to be dressed in splendor, to trust that God is in control of your life and walking with you every step of the way. If you want to know when our next episode will be out, follow us on social media. Find us on Instagram at Dressed in Splendor. If you'd like to give me a follow on Instagram, you can find me at the Lydia Summer.
Make sure to like this podcast and leave us a review wherever you can. Not for my sake, but that the message of Christ through the powerful testimonies of his children can be shared with all in order for his glory to be magnified. If you're interested in being a sponsor, please email us at info@splendormag.com. Your sponsorship will help us continue in our mission to encourage, empower, and equip women in their walk with Christ. We thank you in advance for your support. The music of the Dress and Splendor podcast was produced by Jaiel Arekasi. Find him on Instagram at soundofpastelkid for more of his work. That's Sound of Pastel, P-A-S-T-E-L, kid. Thank you again, Katie, for joining the show. And lastly, thank you, dear listeners, for tuning in. May you be blessed as you continue on in your day, and may God be glorified through your work.